Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer, and I'm going to be talking to you today about how introverts and extroverts manage conflict differently in relationships. Conflict in any romantic relationship is inevitable, and there's no denying that it's horrible when it comes up. Introverts and extroverts typically manage conflict in different ways, but despite this, they can make wonderful couples where one lacks, the other one makes up for it. The yin and the yang in Chinese philosophy is harmonization. But whilst many introvert-extrovert couples are likely to know some of this already about their partner, in the heat of the debate or when a crisis occurs, we tend to forget and misread each other's behaviors as a sign that that person doesn't care, they're being deliberately difficult, they're being selfish, stubborn, obnoxious. So today I want to outline some key areas so that you can improve your relationship and life by appreciating the differences more and addressing conflict in a different, more healthier manner. The introverts, when it comes to conflict, tend to kind of shut down. The majority of introverts prefer to process arguments internally rather than express and react. Whereas extroverts, in complete contrast, like to get everything out in the open and everything off their chests and just really let it out. It was interesting for me because it reminds me of how in the past, many years ago, I used to think that extroverts and some people I used to meet who were extroverts actually enjoyed conflict and outpouring. But in reality, no one enjoys tension, conflict, no one enjoys actually having the arguments, but they do feel better after they express. So it's not that they're enjoying being loud and expressing themselves, it's more a case of they need to get it off their chest and afterwards they do feel better. However, a lot of people that I've been working with to save their marriage will say to me, Nicola, I know I overreact, I can't help it, I can't stop myself from my voice raising, or I can't help, I speak loud when I'm energetic, I speak loud when I'm energized. And so it's a balance between, you know, keeping your personality. If you're a person that has a lot of energy when you speak, especially if it's something you're passionate about, good or bad, that then we need to accept that as if we're their partner. But, you know, sometimes they will say to me, I wish I didn't say too much. Sometimes I just say the wrong thing and I wish I could keep it in. I wish I was an introvert. Pamela, I am working with, said that this happens in every argument they have and that sometimes it has kept her husband up till 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning to talk something through. She feels guilty the next day because she said too much and exaggerated things to try and get more of a reaction from her husband, but failed to do so in an attempt. Introverts tend to avoid conflict at any cost. I mean, so in the situation with Pamela, she was just offloading and offloading and offloading. And the reason she was offloading because she was thinking, I'm not getting a reaction, I'm not getting a reaction. So she would make even more of an effort to get her point across. And obviously it didn't do any good, it just made the situation worse. I know personally I've failed in previous relationships. I'm an introvert and I do, you know, have that shyness where I do find it hard, or used to find it hard to express myself. In all honesty, I just didn't know how to say I'm not happy or something's wrong. And rather than say what was really on my mind, I was always been taught, you know, as a child, well, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And that was drilled into me from my childhood. So I believed that you just had to keep it in. And I've always tried to be like the perfect partner. Well, I'm not now, and I've thankfully given up on being perfect in any area of my life because it's just an impossible thing to focus on. But this double combination for me led me to, instead of actually expressing myself in a relationship, to go into my room and sulk, as if sulking is ever going to resolve anything. And yep, even as an adult, I would sulk in a relationship. And I hate to say this, but that if there's no conflict in a relationship, then it's often a sign that one or both of you are avoiding actually having the conversations about perhaps what you need to have the conversations about. This is particularly true if you're in an introvert relationship like mine was. And you've got to be really careful there. You've got to ask yourself, is resentment building? Is bitterness building? Are we getting frustrated with one another? And it's because of past things and it's stacking up on ourselves. Because the thing about resentment is one of those things that is repressed anger. So it's a lot of anger kept at an emotionally low level, and that can become painful. So whatever the relationship you are in, it's beneficial to know the key differences between extroverts and introverts when it comes to conflict. So what do you do when you have the I don't want to talk about it introvert and the let's get it all out in the open, talk it through extrovert? First of all, recognize that when a problem arises, either between the two of you or with your children or in the house, many introverts, will need time to process it first before responding and discussing. Extroverts process problems best by talking it through. So being aware of this and making allowances is really key. Mariam, I work with, couldn't understand why her husband wouldn't address and tell off their son Luke's for his bad attitude and behaviour immediately. She wanted her husband to support her in disciplining their children, to get up and start, showing his authority. But instead, he sat there, not saying or doing anything. Mariam would then explode at him, and he would withdraw more, creating further frustration on both sides. Then they found the Myers-Briggs personality assessment very, very enlightening. I run this with couples in my marriage super strengthening package. So I have two programs. The first one is the Ultimate Marriage Connector, which helps people get back that connection in 30 days or less and increase the love and passion. And the second marriage strengthener is really about how to really, really strengthen your marriage. So my suggestion is this. If you are the kind of introvert that needs to take time out, then you need to take responsibility and let your partner know and say so. If you say, look, I'm not ready to talk right now, I will discipline him in my own time, or I'll talk to you in my own time in these cases, then you need to just say so. And then when you're ready to talk, do say, okay, I'm ready to talk now. Don't convince yourself that if you never mention it again, that it has disappeared. And don't make your partner have to bring it up again. They are desperate to talk about it, and they're respectfully waiting for you. So bringing up differences and problems is a tough thing to do for anyone, and making your partner do it twice is unfair. So if you do say to them, look, I need more time, can we talk about this tomorrow? And then tomorrow you need to say, okay, let's talk. And when you do talk about it, let the extrovert go first. Give them this gift. Allow them the opportunity to empty out, either before you go off to process, or go and process first if you're an introvert, and then let them come back. And as soon as you're ready, let them offload. Acknowledge each other's point of view and show you are listening by repeating back phrases. That can sometimes really help if you feel that one of you doesn't normally quite listen. And definitely make sure there's no distractions, mobile phones, etc., in when you're dealing with sensitive issues. This alone can go a really, really long way in resolving conflict. And also note, as I mentioned earlier, being loud doesn't mean an extrovert is getting angry and aggressive. We all know people who, when they talk, it feels like they are shouting. And when you add emotion to the discussion, the loudness can increase, often without the person even being aware of it. And it's really important not to judge them, because this is their personality, this is their mannerism, this is, you know, what makes them full of energy and who they are. And so it's just really about accepting if they become louder and not taking it personally. Some people just are loud. And what do you do if you have two extroverts? Mark and June, I'm working with, are both extroverts. They can entertain a whole restaurant when they get going. What they both want is to be heard. And I love that from Stephen Covey's The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, where he says, seek first to understand and then to be understood. Well, thank you for listening. I hope that this reminder today will support you to handle conflicts in the way that you are most comfortable, so that you lessen the chances of things escalating into something bigger than the argument really is. You would be surprised how small things can explode into huge rows when the different styles in conflict aren't appreciated. And by just appreciating, okay, that they need time to unwind, they just need to get it all out and then they're calmed down, then it can go a really, really long way. And differences, introverts and extroverts make great romantic partners. You know, sometimes people will think, well, I've had a relationship with an introvert and it didn't work out, should I go with an extrovert? Really, both works, as long as in every area of marriage, you are looking at what you appreciate and celebrating the differences and not trying to argue over the same point. You cannot talk someone into your way of thinking. And that's what people try to do. And that's why conflict can last so long, because people are trying to talk their partner into thinking something else. It's just not going to happen. So it's about, okay, loving each other with all your differences. If you are really struggling with conflict and you are wondering how you can change to turn things around quickly, then what I really recommend you do is you go to my website and take advantage of my free Save Your Marriage consultation. During the Save Your Marriage consultation, we will cover how to increase love, passion and happiness in less than 30 days. We will uncover what are the biggest challenges in your marriage to becoming closer and look at ways to close that gap so that you can reconnect. And I'll also give you, you know, a really good strategy for what you can do for your marriage specifically to turn things around straight away. If you're interested in that and it sounds like, you know, you could do with some extra support, or you're curious to find out what coaching would look like with me, then all you need to do is go to www.savemymarriageprogram.com. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Looking forward to connecting with you in another episode.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.